Jyeshta Nakshatra, frame of reference, internal or external. Some individuals rely on an internal frame of reference, guided by their personal truth, emotional intelligence, and intuitive judgment. Others look to an external frame of reference, basing decisions on validation, authority, or societal expectations. Jyeshta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, mental processing, adaptability, and associated with Indra, authority, power, protection, tends to start with an internal reference point, especially in emotionally charged or competitive situations. These natives trust their own assessment of power dynamics, loyalty, and trustworthiness. However, their sharp awareness of status, influence, and perception means they often scan the external world to maintain control or reputation. They may listen to others, but decisions are usually filtered through personal discernment first. Planetary placements in the 4th, 7th, and 10th houses reveal whether this inner compass stays dominant or gets reshaped by outer demands. If Mercury is in the 1st or 3rd house, the native's frame of reference is internally analytical. These individuals weigh situations with sharp intellect and self-awareness. In Jyeshta, Mercury reinforces a thoughtful approach. They observe, strategize, and act from internal calculation rather than external approval. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes professional strength. They're seen as mentally sharp, able to lead or influence by staying grounded in personal logic. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the frame of reference becomes more externally emotional. These individuals may shift decisions based on the mood or reactions of others. In Jyeshta, Moon adds sensitivity. They may question themselves when emotional security is lacking and adapt to keep peace or approval. If Moon is in the 10th, this becomes visible. They often manage their public image based on emotional tone and how they're perceived socially. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the reference point is internally instinctive. These individuals trust their gut, especially when it comes to survival, loyalty, or action. In Jyeshta, Mars gives a protective edge. They act from internal drive, especially when they sense a challenge or threat. If Mars is in the 10th, they're seen as courageous professionals, quietly powerful and willing to stand alone if needed. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the frame is internal through values and principle. These natives consult their belief system before external feedback. In Jyeshta, Jupiter brings spiritual grounding. They rely on personal ethics, often withdrawing from noise to find clarity. If Jupiter is in the 10th, this becomes part of their leadership. They're known for moral integrity and inner alignment, even in high-pressure environments. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the frame of reference often begins external, driven by image, ambition, or validation. These individuals may adapt based on others' expectations or social status. In Jyeshta, Rahu heightens the need to be perceived as powerful. They may initially overfocus on reputation before learning to ground decisions in inner authority. If Rahu is in the 10th, this tension becomes public. They're highly visible, but must learn to act from truth, not just attention. Jyeshta's deepest strength lies in its private discernment and psychological depth. These natives are rarely swayed by surface appearances. They observe, test, and often act from an inner map that's been shaped by emotion, trust, and lived experience. Their evolution lies in learning to trust their inner compass while also knowing when to listen. When aligned, Jyeshta becomes the wise protector, quietly powerful, guided by inner clarity, and unafraid to lead from within. Jyeshta Nakshatra, action preference, proactive or reactive. Some individuals are proactive, initiating, leading, and controlling situations through foresight and direct effort. Others are more reactive, responding to the environment, waiting for the right cue, or protecting themselves through observation before movement. Jyeshta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, mental agility, strategy, and associated with Indra, authority, responsibility, hidden strength, leans toward a reactive action style, but with strategic intention. These natives prefer to assess, observe, and wait until the moment is right. Their power lies in timing. They don't act to be seen, they act to be effective. However, when in positions of responsibility or when someone they protect is at risk, Jyeshta can become proactively forceful, stepping in with unexpected strength and clarity. Their action style is shaped by planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, sixth, and tenth houses, where intent, expression, and pressure come to life. If Mercury is in the first or third house, action is proactive through intellect. These individuals move when mentally prepared, often initiating conversation, negotiation, or calculated movement. In Jyeshtha, Mercury gives them subtle speed. They act not with impulse, but with sharp timing. If Mercury is in the 10th, this becomes part of their leadership style, strategic, composed, and able to pivot quickly when the moment calls. If Moon is in the first or fourth house, action is emotionally reactive. These individuals wait until their emotional state feels settled or secure before acting. In Jyeshtha, Moon intensifies emotional depth. They often act from protection, not provocation. If Moon is in the 10th, this becomes public. They appear calm, but may shift direction based on mood, emotional tone, or relational energy. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the action becomes more proactive, especially when control, competition, or loyalty is involved. These natives don't wait if they sense threat. They move quickly and with force. In Jyeshtha, Mars is the hidden warrior. They may seem composed until tested, then act with power. If Mars is in the 10th, they become known for strength under pressure, assertive, protective, and willing to lead from the front when necessary. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, action remains reactive and structured. These individuals don't rush. They respond with caution, responsibility, and long-term thinking. In Jyeshtha, Saturn adds patience. They prefer to delay rather than misstep. If Saturn is in the 10th, their public actions are careful and deliberate. They're respected for calm control rather than quick reaction. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, action becomes hyper-proactive, often driven by ambition or urgency. These individuals may act before thinking, trying to secure control or visibility. In Jyeshtha, Rahu adds pressure. They may leap toward power, but must learn to temper their speed with wisdom. If Rahu is in the 10th, their career moves are bold. They rise quickly, but must ground their efforts in strategy and maturity. Jyeshtha's strength lies in strategic timing and emotional restraint. These natives don't move for show. They move when the path is clear and the impact is meaningful. Their growth lies in trusting their inner pacing, knowing that delayed action isn't weakness and swift action isn't always strength. When balanced, Jyeshtha becomes the silent commander, one who sees more, waits longer, and acts with a depth that leaves a lasting mark. Jyeshtha Nakshatra, operational style, options versus procedures. Some individuals operate best with options. They need flexibility, freedom, and room to adapt as situations change. Others thrive on procedures, structured routines, clear expectations, and step-by-step systems that provide consistency. Jyeshtha Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, intellect, adaptability, and associated with Indra, leadership, control, discernment, leans toward a procedural operational style, but with a strategic respect for options. These natives are natural organizers and protectors who value order, secrecy, and accountability. They often work best when systems are in place, especially if they designed or refined them themselves. However, their mental agility allows them to switch methods when needed. They aren't bound by structure, but they prefer it for control and efficiency. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses help reveal how structured or flexible their approach becomes. If Mercury is in the 1st, 3rd, or 6th house, the native blends procedures with intelligent flexibility. These individuals enjoy systems, but only if they're mentally stimulating or efficient. In Jyeshtha, Mercury adds a strategist's mindset. They often create systems they can later adapt. If Mercury is in the 10th, they're seen as skilled planners or analysts, able to balance order and improvisation in professional settings. If Moon is in the 4th or 6th house, the preference leans toward emotionally safe procedures. These natives are more productive when their workflow is emotionally contained and predictable. In Jyeshtha, the Moon adds sensitivity. They seek structure to avoid emotional chaos. If Moon is in the 10th, they bring emotional regulation into public roles. They prefer established rhythms and avoid reactive or chaotic environments. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the native prefers procedures for tactical advantage. These individuals are action-driven but controlled. They work best when systems help them stay sharp and focused. In Jyeshtha, Mars channels power into discipline. they prefer strategy over spontaneity. If Mars is in the 10th, this creates a strong professional presence. They are decisive and structured, especially in high responsibility roles. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the operational style is solidly procedural. These natives need clarity, repetition, and reliability. In Jeshta, Saturn reinforces the need to control outcomes. They often uphold high standards and prefer slow, steady execution. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are viewed as dependable leaders, meticulous, methodical, and respected for holding structure under pressure. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the native may begin with options, experimenting to find their edge. These individuals crave autonomy and control, but may rebel against rigid systems early on. In Jeshta, Rahu sharpens their ambition. They explore options until they realize structure is necessary to sustain power. If Rahu is in the 10th, they may appear bold and unorthodox, but must learn to ground their leadership in sustainable systems. Jeshta's ideal operational style is disciplined but discreet. They need systems to protect their energy and maintain power, but they dislike being micromanaged or boxed in. Their strength lies in designing the rules, then mastering them. When aligned, Jeshta becomes the silent strategist, moving with control, adapting with intelligence, and executing with quiet authority. Whether following protocol or bending it, they always do so with intent. Jeshta Nakshatra, views general or specific. Some individuals operate with a general view, seeking big picture patterns, abstract meaning, and overarching truths. Others gravitate toward a specific view, focusing on detail, nuance, and what lies beneath the surface. Jeshta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, analysis, precision, and associated with Indra, power, protection, perception, leans strongly toward a specific view. These natives are detail-oriented, emotionally observant, and naturally inclined to notice what others overlook, particularly in tone, behavior, or motive. Their perceptual style is psychologically refined. They don't just see what is happening, they sense why. However, once they have emotionally processed and mentally organized the specifics, Jeshta can zoom out to integrate those details into a larger karmic or strategic pattern, giving them rare insight. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses reveal how this perspective is shaped and expressed. If Mercury is in the 1st, 3rd, or 6th house, the view is sharply specific. These individuals process through language, comparison, and subtle observation. In Jeshta, Mercury amplifies mental sharpness. They excel at reading between the lines and identifying inconsistencies or hidden truths. If Mercury is in the 10th, this detail orientation becomes a leadership strength. They are trusted advisors or managers who are respected for their insight and exactitude. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the native's view is specific and emotionally nuanced. These individuals don't just notice surface facts. They feel subtle shifts and recall emotional memory. In Jeshta, Moon deepens perception. They learn through tone, intuition, and what is unsaid. If Moon is in the 10th, this emotional sensitivity informs their leadership. They instinctively understand group dynamics and social tone without needing to dominate the room. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the viewpoint is specific with tactical focus. These individuals scan for threats, weaknesses, or points of leverage. In Jeshta, Mars sharpens discernment. They're mentally and emotionally alert, using precision to protect, compete, or defend. If Mars is in the 10th, they may succeed in crisis management, covert strategy, or roles that require controlled intensity and keen observation. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the perspective begins to include more general philosophical themes. These individuals are capable of widening their lens, seeing life in symbolic or moral terms. In Jeshta, Jupiter tempers Mercury's intensity. They begin to see meaning in patterns, cycles, or soul growth. If Jupiter is in the 10th, their leadership style blends wisdom with detail. They offer both vision and practical clarity. If Ketu is in the 1st or 5th house, the view becomes abstract, intuitive, or karmically symbolic. These individuals may process information in flashes or through subtle energetic cues. In Jeshta, Ketu gives them a mystical kind of sight. They understand power, loss, and soul contract through a lens that is more spiritual than logical. If Ketu is in the 10th, They may play roles that involve behind-the-scenes influence, ancestral wisdom, or intuitive leadership. Giesta's strength lies in its emotional and intellectual precision. These natives aren't satisfied with surface answers. They dig, decode, and decipher until they understand what truly matters. Their evolution lies in learning when to step back, when to take their rich insight and translate it into broader understanding. When balanced, Giesta becomes the guardian of truth, focused, discerning, and quietly able to hold both the depth of the moment and the breadth of the bigger picture. Giesta Nakshatra, work preferences. Together, proximity, or solo, some individuals thrive working together through collaboration, frequent interaction, and team-driven tasks. Others prefer proximity, working independently but near others, exchanging ideas without emotional entanglement. And some work best solo, valuing autonomy, control, and emotional privacy. Giesta Nakshatra, ruled by Mercury, discernment, mental focus, and associated with Indra, leadership, secrecy, protection, strongly favors a solo or proximity work style. These natives are observant, protective of their emotional energy, and often carry hidden responsibility. While capable of leadership and interaction, they tend to prefer working alone or in controlled relational environments where loyalty is earned, not assumed. Their ideal setting is one where they can manage their space and energy while remaining connected to purpose. Planetary placements in the 3rd, 6th, and 10th houses clarify how this preference plays out in real-world roles. If Mercury is in the 1st, 3rd, or 10th house, the preference is often proximity. These individuals like exchanging ideas and staying mentally stimulated, but still want independence in how they operate. In Giesta, Mercury prefers strategic collaboration. They'll engage when needed, but maintain control of their process. If Mercury is in the 10th, they may thrive in roles like consulting, communication, or leadership that allows interaction without emotional overexposure. If Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, there's a deeper pull toward togetherness, but with strong emotional conditions. These individuals value connection, but need safety, trust, and loyalty to truly open up. In Giesta, the moon adds relational intensity. They may feel responsible for others, yet drained by emotional unpredictability. If Moon is in the 10th, they bring this dynamic into public roles, managing relationships with care while still maintaining inner boundaries. If Mars is in the 3rd or 6th house, the preference is typically solo, especially when efficiency or control is needed. These individuals like to act decisively without waiting on others. In Giesta, Mars intensifies emotional discipline. They'll protect their space and energy, working best when left to handle things their own way. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as quietly competent and commanding, leading from behind the scenes with drive and discretion. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the preference is structured solo or proximity with clearly defined roles. These natives do not mind working near others, but dislike emotional messiness or blurred boundaries. In Giesta, Saturn reinforces emotional containment. They want efficiency, not bonding. If Saturn is in the 10th, they become the silent stabilizers in leadership, dependable, private, and precise. If Rahu is in the 1st or 10th house, the native may appear social or team-oriented, but their true preference is often solo. They seek power, influence, or success, but want to do it on their own terms. In Giesta, Rahu brings an urge to control the environment. They'll interact when it suits their purpose, but retreat quickly to recalibrate. If Rahu is in the 10th, they may pursue high-visibility roles while secretly guarding their solitude and independence. Giesta's ideal work style is self-governed, emotionally protected, and quietly powerful. These natives need trust, space, and control to give their best. They are often the backbone of a system, the ones who carry more than they show. Their growth lies in knowing when collaboration supports their strength and when solitude restores it. When honored, Giesta becomes the discreet powerhouse, calm, capable, and fiercely loyal to the work that matters.